I cannot adequately put into words a mystical moment of union with God. Yet I keep attempting to do the impossible. Here is one such attempt. If you have had such a moment beyond speech with God, you will hopefully get what I'm saying. If not, you have that to look forward to, since God's desire for you is far greater than your desire for God. I enter what enters me, reaching a place in me yet not in me, releasing me to extend beyond the sensed boundaries of my being alone in the world. I rest there in your resting in me, my breath taking in and yielding back your breath, rarefying my consciousness by your spirit oxygen. The unspoken in me meets your silent presence, the one not confounding but comforting the other. Your vastness expands exponentially the nameless expanse between us. Nothing is lost, but everything is gained. I have no name for our unseen realm of meeting. To attempt to circumscribe it with a name would seem to reduce you and me and us to graspable conceptual constructs. Naming inevitably births images, and images risk possible idolatry, worshipping the image rather than what it depicts. Images remain vulnerable to becoming surrogates for true meeting and mutual abiding. Naming God does not mean knowing God. Naming our hidden place of meeting does not mean entering it. When I do enter the nameless place, my mouth will shut as my soul opens to receive and share directly what cannot be put into words by quantities seeking named recognition. What God opens between us is never empty nor nameable. Imagine the freedom of not having to name or explain your meeting place with God to anyone. What if the poet says is true, that a rose by any other name is still a rose? Surely that would also apply to God, who refused to give a real name to Moses. Rather, when Moses asked God who he should say sent him back to the Israelites, God's answer from the burning bush silenced him. In Hebrew, God literally said, "I will be to you as I will yet be." This is not really a name coming from the God who refuses to be bound by anything other than love itself.